This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The weekend's kickoff stadium tour concert in his hometown of Toronto was postponed at the last minute due to the Rogers service outage that was impacting customers across the country. The first stop of the After Hours Till Dawn tour was set to include music from The Weeknd's past two albums performed live for the first time. But it didn't happen. Rogers. Fail. Doja Cat fumed after her private messages were exposed to the world by Stranger Things star Noah Schnapp. The singer, 26, messaged the 17-year-old actor who plays Will Byers in the hit Netflix show, asking him to set her up with Joseph Quinn, who plays Eddie Munson. Then he posted all their messaging. Is she happy? I wouldn't say so. After 9 years, BTS are going on an extended break to work on solo projects. Band member RM said, quote, BTS is different from other groups, but the problem with K-pop and the whole idol system is that they don't give you time to mature. You have to keep producing music and keep doing something, unquote. Yep, I guess we'll see which members sink or swim. Harry Styles' upcoming tour in support of his album Harry's House, which includes 15 nights at the Forum in LA, is sold out. He also has a number of film projects coming up, including My Policeman, in which he plays a closeted gay cop. The film is set in the 60s and 90s and will open in theaters October 21st. Harry, people adore you. In Baz Luhrmann's Elvis, Austin Butler is winning rave reviews and Oscar buzz for his portrayal of the iconic singer. Casting director Denise Chamian first spotted Butler's talent in 2013 when she was casting Wes Ball's film The Maze Runner. He didn't get the part because he played a little too young, but he remained on her radar. The rest is hunka-hunka history. R. Kelly is engaged to one of his alleged victims, a woman revealed in a letter advocating for a more lenient sentence for the convicted sex trafficker. My name is Jocelyn Savage, and I'm Robert Kelly's fiancé, the 26-year-old disclosed to Judge Ann Donnelly in the letter. Wait a minute, isn't she too old to be R. Kelly's fiancé? Actress Natalie Portman, 41, got a true superhero physique for her role as Jane Foster in Thor: Love and Thunder. Her trainer, Naomi Pendergast, said, quote, "We trained for 10 months. Natalie did 5 sessions a week and did not miss one session for the whole time period we trained," unquote. Now that's what a fat paycheck can do. Elon Musk has vowed to increase childcare benefits at his companies after he confirmed that he's now a father of 10. The billionaire's promise came in response to a Twitter user asking what he plans to do regarding benefits. Musk owns Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and The Boring Company, but now he's terminating his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. Twit. Shawn Mendes postponed the rest of his hotly anticipated world tour to take care of his mental health. Yeah, the 23-year-old singer said he hit a breaking point and needs time away from the limelight to pause and reset. Mendes's Wonder, the world tour, kicked off last month and was supposed to run through August 2023. Should we blame Camila?
Idiot of the Week!
Rapper Young Thug's nephew, Fartareen Deonta Greer, has been arrested for the murder of his girlfriend, Destiny Fitzpatrick. Greer told police that the tragedy occurred while he had been fighting off 2 armed masked intruders. Greer was then taken into custody and charged with murder. Idiot! Denzel Washington couldn't make it to the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House because the Oscar-winning actor came down with COVID. President Biden said, quote, "The man who couldn't be here today but wanted to be, Denzel Washington. I'll be giving him this award at a later date when he's able to get here," unquote. That is, if he remembers to. Tony Sirico, the actor known for playing mobster Polly Walnuts on The Sopranos, has died at 79. Sirico's Polly, a bombastic and ferociously funny foot soldier to James Gandolfini's Tony Soprano, was a scene stealer from the start. Sirico balanced Polly's menace with his deadpan humor. One of a kind. R.I.P. TikTok star Addison Rae's father, Monty Lopez, hung out with two women a day before his affair with 25-year-old Renee Ashe was revealed. In footage posted online, Lopez, 46, is seen with two women at an L.A. In-N-Out burger. The next day, Ashe posted that Lopez misled her into a five-month affair. Yep, that's In-N-Out all right. Metallica's Master of Puppets popularity has blown up following the song's use for a climactic moment in the season finale of Stranger Things Season 4. In the week since the episode premiered, on-demand streams for the 1986 metal classic were up 650%. So be careful, people. There's a lot of new metalheads out there.
The Trash Bin.
Cardi B once had an ex-boyfriend steal $20,000 of her stripper cash. She recalled saying, quote, "I'm 20 years old, I have $20,000, and I f***ing shaked my ass real hard for it," unquote. A few days later, she only had $1,000 left. Turns out her ex took the money to get weed to sell. Brrrr.
The news wrap-up.
Elon Musk pulled out of his Twitter deal, propelling both parties to court. Bitcoin had its best week since October as the crypto collapse stabilized. GameStop fired its CFO and announced layoffs as part of an aggressive turnaround plan. Theranos ex-COO Sonny Balwani was found guilty on fraud charges, joining founder Elizabeth Holmes, who will be sentenced in September.
Guilty!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Thor, Love and Thunder is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Bad Bunny, Un Verano Sin Ti, again.
The number one app.
It's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens is still the best-selling fiction book.
30-year-old Charlie Puth's initial exposure came through the viral success of his YouTube videos. Atlantic Records signed Charlie, and he released his debut single, Marvin Gaye, featuring Meghan Trainor in 2015. Then came a huge break. He was featured on the single See You Again, which he co-wrote, co-produced, and performed with Wiz Khalifa for the Furious 7 soundtrack as a tribute to actor Paul Walker. The song reached number one in the U.S., was certified 11 times platinum, and earned him 3 Grammy nominations, including one for Song of the Year. His third studio album, Charlie, will be released October 7th, and his new collaboration with BTS member Jungkook just dropped, and we love it. Here's Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook with the Song of the Week, Left and Right.
What you gonna do now?
Ever since the day you went away.
Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook of BTS with the Song of the Week, left and right. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.